motion picture funny face was the number Swonderful, as sung and danced by Fred Astaire and Audrey Hepburn. We'd like to present that number Swonderful for you now.
Should care for me. Oh, it's awful nice, paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, so wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me. Now you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me.
Mr. Stair, although you're probably most famous as a dancer, I think you've introduced more popular songs as a singer than any other performer in the world.
Well, it's very possible, since those composers that I worked with.
Those composers being Vincent Newman and Gershwin,
Gershwin
and
Berlin,
and Cole Porter.
Well, Cole Porter, Johnny Mercer too, you know, mm-hmm. and Harold Arlen, and you go on to the other wonderful. Who wrote Chattanooga Choo Choo? I haven't seen him for years now. His name doesn't come to me. Oh, Johnny, he was a partner of Johnny's for a long time, too. Warren. Oh, Harry Warren. He's a friend of mine. I get you talking about so many names, I lost his name. But I think the world of him, he wrote some great stuff, too. But I have introduced, well, I've talked about that on television mm-hmm. so many times. Every time I get on there, I have to do those numbers, and so they all want them, you know. And the last show, I didn't use the same older ones that I had used. I haven't used all the catalog. There are probably over 75 of them, and I think I've only used about 40. But I did manage to find some older ones that had never been heard. Numbers I used when I was involved with my sister. Mm-hmm. One was a Cole Porter number, and one was a Berlin number too. I don't know if you remember those. I Love to Quarrel with You.
Mm-hmm.
And they were hits of their day, but the present generation doesn't know them. Because I love those songs.
What I was trying to get at was that, in terms of yourself as a singer, those songs are acted out. The style to me is an acting style when you sing. And I'm curious to know, when some of these songs were composed, were you closely associated, were you working with the librettist and the composer developing some of these ideas?
No. I knew the Top Hat number was the only one, because Irving Berlin wrote the Top Hat number because I had done a number on the stage called Hi-Hat, and it was a Gershwin show called Funny Face, the original show, and there was a number called Hi-Hat. And when I came to the screen right shortly after that, I wanted to do a number similar to that, because that was a prominent number of its time, but it wasn't of the scope that the one we finally did. Well, Irving wrote a whole picture about Top Hat. He called it Top Hat, so I mean, it was called Top Hat instead of High Hat. But that, I think, we discussed about a number for that. But usually, I have said to Irving, how about a number like something or other? He says, like what? Like what? Like what? Kid? What do you mean? Like what? Kid? And I said, well, I don't know. I heard some kind of a tune that I think I could dance to. He said, what was it? It confused him to have that happen, and I didn't want to upset him because... But I thought we were fishing around for ideas. I said something about... I tried to describe it. I think I played it for him on the piano or something, but it wasn't in his groove, and he wrote something to try and please me, but it was never a right one. He didn't like it, and none of us really got what we wanted out of it, so... That's why I like Irving's own, or those men, their own inspiration. Mm-hmm. Because they were inspired by me as a performer. You know, he said, well, I'm going to write this for Fred. I think he can do this. Well, these guys know how to do that. And they did know how to do it with me, because they came through with all these marvelous songs that suited me. Some of them were out of my range. But... I managed to do them somehow, and they liked the way I do their songs, all of them. And I somehow or other did inspire them the right way, which is fortunate for me, and I suppose for them too, because the stuff all paid off well. They had big value out of them.
Among the many composers who've been inspired by Fred Astaire has been Jerome Kern. We'd like now to present Mr. Astaire singing the Jerome Kern standard, A Fine Romance.